Welcome back, everybody. To Yomi Tirbs Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis 26B, and we are at the very bottom of Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara. We were just in the middle of the discussion about sleeping while wearing tefillin. So comes the Gemara with a three-way machlokas about how we are supposed to be interacting with our tefillin in terms of sleep. So Tanya Chayla B'Torna Brisa Yashin Adam Mit Tefillin Shinas Arai, that a person is allowed to take a short nap in his tefillin. Avalo Shinas Keva, but not a deeper sleep. Tanya Idaf, and there is another Brisa which says Bein Keva Bein Arai. One is allowed to take a nap and a longer sleep with his tefillin. And it was also taught in the third brisa, lo kav avel arai, that you're not allowed to take a deep sleep or a nap with your tefillin on. So how do we reconcile all of these? So the answer to Gemara, lo kasha, there's no contradiction, because the one which said, the third one, which said that you're not allowed to even take a nap, you're not allowed to sleep in any capacity. That's talking about a situation where you are holding your tefillin in your hand. So because we're afraid that if you fall asleep, you're going to drop it, that's going to be a big problem, so you can't even take a nap. In the first brisa, which says that you're allowed to take a nap and not a deep sleep, so that's referring to tefillin that are just on your head. And the second brisa, which allows even a deep sleep, so that's talking about a situation where you have a cloth that's spread over your tefillin after you took them off, and that's when you're allowed to take even a deep sleep. Practically, we paskin, you're not even supposed to take a short little nap. We're afraid. You're going to pass some gas, that's going to be an issue. Good. Now comes the Gemara B'kama Shinas Arai. And how long is a nap? Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel Kidei Hiluch Mea Amma. That it's the amount of time it takes to walk 100 Amos, which is not a long time period at all. Tani Namiach, who is also taught in a Braisa. Yashim Mitzvillin, that's someone who goes to sleep with his tefillin on. Veroe Keri, and he sees Keri. He has a seminal emission. Ochez Beretzua, he should take the strap of the tefillin in order to take off his tefillin. He shouldn't touch any of the batim, because those are more chamor in terms of their kedusha. So you should make sure to just remove the tefillin with the strap. But you shouldn't grab the tefillin box itself. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov. The Chacham says, that a person is allowed to take a nap with his tefillin on, but he can't take a deeper sleep. And how long is a nap? So again, we see this concept that it's the amount of time it takes to walk 100 hours. Now this machlokas Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachamim is clearly a machlokas about whether you are allowed to take any sort of sleep, or specifically a longer sleep, with your tefillin on, because practically, you wouldn't have some sort of seminal emission just from a short nap. It would probably come from a longer sleep. So Rabbi Yaakov, by saying that what you're supposed to do in this situation, when there's some carry, he's clearly saying you're allowed to have a longer sleep. But the Chachamim are saying you would not be allowed to go and do so. So now comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav, Rav says, now a more general discussion about sleeping by day at all. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Asher Adam Lishon Bayom, a person is not allowed to sleep by day, Yoser Mishenas Asus, longer than a horse's sleep. Bekama Shenas Asus, and how long is this? Shiti Nishme, you're not allowed to sleep 60 breaths. Now, what's the reason for this? Rashi points out it's because of Bittul Torah. You're supposed to be doing productive things during the day, not taking a nap. Amar Abaye, well, let me Iri points out this is as opposed to Shabbos, or it's a mitzvah to take a nap. Good. Amar Abaye says, Shinsei Demar Kidarav, the Mars, who he's referring to over here is Rabba Bar Nachmini. This is where Abaye grew up, because Abaye was an orphan. He grew up by Rabba Bar Nachmini. So he said, my master, Rabba Bar Nachmini, his nap was as long as Rav's. So Rav kid Rebbe, and Rav's nap was as long as Rebbe's. So Rebbe kid David, and Rebbe's nap was as long as David Abel. So David kid Desusya, and David's was as long as a horse's. So Desusya, she's in Nimein, and Nishmei, and the same idea that the horse's nap is as long as 60 breaths. So we see this again. Abaye have a Naim kid Ma'ayah with Mudisa Lebe Kuve. So Abaye used to take a nap for as long as it would take to travel from Pupendisa to Beit Kothay. Kari Alei Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said about him, Ad Masai Atzel Tishkav Masai Tako Mishnasech, how long will you go and rest, you lazy person? When will you wake up? So he was critical of the way that he lived. Next, Tan Rabban Rav Asan Shabbai Sanechlas Lishon Bayom. If someone goes into his house to go take a nap during the day and he's wearing tefillin, to Ratzacholetz, if he wants to remove them, he could. Ratzamaniach, if he wants to leave them on, he's also allowed to go and do so. Balayla, but in the case of someone who's going to go to sleep at night, Choletz Veino Maniach, he must remove his tefillin and not leave them on. This is the sheet of Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Hayyuladim Le'olim Choletz Veino Manicham, that when it comes to younger people, they have no choice, no option, they must take off their tefillin, even if they just want to sleep by daytime, they should regilim b'tumah, because they are frequently in a status of tumah. They have more hirhurim and more of a difficult time staying tahor, so they always need to stay careful. So lema k'savar Rabbi Yossi, bal keri ashulan yach tefillin, is Rabbi Yossi saying that someone who has some sort of seminal mission is not allowed to wear tefillin? We know that this is not the case. This was the whole takana of Ezra, which got kind of taken back. So how could this possibly be? So Amar Abaye, no, bi'aladim shusayim yimayin askinan. No, what we're talking about is young men, talking about avrichim, are with their wives. In that situation, Rabbi Yossi says that you should take off your tefillin, because you don't know what's going to happen. Shemayavo lideh hergal davar, because maybe they're going to end up being together, and that's going to be an issue, because their hands are going to be everywhere. This is going to be a big problem. Tan Rabban Rav Ashan Sabraisa, shachach v'shimish mitasu b'tefillin. If someone forgot and was wearing tefillin when they had relations with their wife, again, how does this happen? But They're used to wear tefillin all day, so maybe they just got used to it. So, eino ochiz lo beretzuv lo beketzitzah. You shouldn't grasp, you shouldn't hold on to the strap or the tefillin box, achi yitol yodav, until he washes his hands, yitlem, and only then can he remove them, nesha yadai maskani oshein, because the person's hands are disgusting because they touch the unclean parts of the body, and therefore, they should wait till they wash their hands. Now, we are up to the next mission. Maisa veivyu lo rabban yochanan ben zakai lito mesatavsha. So, once happened that they brought to Rabbi Yochanan ben zakai a cooked dish to taste. This was on Sukkot. So, what was he going to do? Rabban Gamliel shnei kosavos udali shamayim. And they also brought Rabban Gamliel two dates in a pail of water of Amru, and they said, ha lum la sukkah, take them up to the sukkah. Ukshas nulo rabbi yotzadok ochel. When Rabbi Tzadok was given food that measured less than a kabeitza, naklo b'mapa, so he took it with a cloth, v'achlo l'chutz la'sukkah, and he ate it outside the sukkah, v'lo b'erech acharav, and he did not make a bracha achrona on it. So there's a lot to unpack in this Mishnah. Again, the story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Gamliel were very careful with even the small amount to go ahead and eat in the sukkah, but then Rabbi Tzadok said three big chidushim. If you have less than a kabeitza, he didn't even wash before, he just took it with a cloth, he ate it outside the sukkah, and he did not bench because you did not have enough to bench. You always have to make a bracha rishona because asher ladam lehanos mimenu minolam azeh b'lo bracha. You're not allowed to get any sort of hana without a bracha. But this is the chiddush of the Mishnah. So comes the Gemara and says, Maisa Listor. The Gemara is analyzing this and says, are you going to bring a story to go and disprove your own statement? Meaning the Mishnah earlier, we said that one is allowed to eat a snack outside of the sukkah. But here we're saying the opposite. Here what we're saying is that they were so careful, and this is a good thing that they were careful not to even eat a snack outside of the sukkah. So why are we bringing a story which seems to go against what we said in the last Mishnah? So, and Zumar no chasur mechshar brachi katani. This is what Mishnah really means to say. In bal lahachmir al asmo, if someone wants to be machmir on themselves, machmir, then they could be. V'les b'mishum yuara. If you want to take a chumra upon yourself to make sure to only eat everything inside the sukkah, not even a snack outside the sukkah, this is a valid stringency. You're allowed to take this chumra. Generally, you have to be concerned about yuara. You have to kind of make sure you're doing things which are in line with the way that you live. If you're taking on crazy chumras, and it's not who you are, it's not your community, that's something you need to think about. There's a haughtiness involved in that. But here, you're allowed to. My tsunami didn't even happen. If you were Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, lito mesatashu, or Magamil shneikos chosavos, would lisha mayim. And once happened, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was brought a cooked dish to taste, and Magamil was brought two dates in a pail of water. The amru, and they said, halum lasukkah, take them up to the sukkah. But when Rabbi Tzadok was given food that was less than a kabeitza, and then he did all those things that we mentioned in the Mishnah. Now it's important to know practically l'halacha, we paskin that a kezias is enough to bench, even though that might only be midrabanan, midel reis, we say it's kidei svia. They need to have enough to satiate yourself. Good. Now that we mentioned this amount of Rabbi Tzadok that he ate outside the sukkah, less than a kabeitza, the Mishnah comes and implies, ha kabeitza ba yisukkah, which seems to imply that if you do have a kabeitza, then you wouldn't eat a sukkah. Lema to have a tiyufta to Rav Yosef Abaye. This seems to go against Rav Yosef and Abaye, who said that even a kabeitza does not need to be eaten in the sukkah. So answers the Gemara, no, doma pachos mi kabeitza na tivo bracha lo bayi. Maybe what the Mishnah is saying is that when we have less than a kabeitza, you don't need to wash before eating, you don't need to make a bracha achorna, but ha kabeitza ba yi na tivo bracha. But what we're saying is a kabeitza would need to have netilas yadayim and would need to have benching, but the inference to say that, oh, it would need sukkah also is not necessarily true, so we can't ask a question from that. So a lot going on. Chav avim beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.